Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, located just a few miles outside of Boone, 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. This is the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. We do appreciate you listening in. Thank you for listening in. We want to welcome everyone. I have a couple of announcements that I want to mention before we do that. I'm going to get mine out of the way first of all, and then Noah's got one or two over there as well. I wanted to mention that this Saturday night, March the 16th, we're going to have a youth meeting at Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. We'd love for you to come. We'd love for you to bring your young people. Generally speaking, about 6th to 12th grade age, although we are not we're not carding anybody before they come in to see how old they are, but we'd love for you to come and bring your young people this coming Saturday night, March the 16th, beginning at 6 p.m. Brother Dwayne Dillard is going to be with us. He's going to be preaching. He's the pastor of the Beulah Baptist Church, just on the other side from here, on the other side of Damascus, Virginia. And we appreciate Brother Dwayne. He's going to be there. The Cornet girls from Mountaindale Baptist Church, they're going to be there. They're going to be singing for us. And we're just looking for a good time in the Lord. And that's this Saturday night, beginning at 6 p.m., up until around 8 p.m. We'll have just a small fellowship afterwards, have some snacks in the fellowship hall, but we're looking forward to that, and we'd love for you to come and bring your young people. If you need more information, you could give us a call. We're going to give our church phone number at the end of the radio broadcast. And also, I wanted to make another announcement. This is for the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore, and they are going to have their grand opening on Saturday, March 23rd. They're going to have a special guest with them there in the store, Brother Bob Doom. He is with Revival Literature out of Asheville, North Carolina. He's going to be there, and he will have in the store a replica of the 1611 King James Bible. He's going to be available and speaking on the subject of the history of the Bible. He's also going to be talking about their ministry at Revival Literature and how that was started by the late James Stewart. One of the first books I ever read in the ministry was a book by James Stewart on the subject of Heaven's Throne Gift. And if you're not familiar with Brother James Stewart's writings, you need to get some of his books and read them. They are excellent writer, and I've read a lot of books by him down through the years. I have a lot of his books, and so it's interesting to know somebody that knew Brother Stewart. Brother Bob Doom's wife, Sister Sheila Stewart Doom, was his daughter, and she's going to be there signing her book. She has two books, Ready for Anything is a book she wrote about her mother, and also another book, Letters from Ruth, is a book of her mother's writings. The Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. You can call Brother Daniel Trantham, 828-263-2935, for more information. That is 828-263-2935. They are located at 3216 421 North. And for the local people, that's on the right as you start down Boone Mountain where Green's Florist used to be. And so we appreciate Brother Daniel. He's the pastor of the Clark's Creek Baptist Church, and they've started the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore. And so King James Bible's good, solid literature, and I'm excited about what the Lord's doing with them and through them. And so we wanted to let you know about that. Good morning, Noah. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. And I have an announcement, too, coming up this Sunday, March 17th through the 20th, starting Sunday at 2, and then on Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m., we're going to have Dr. Ben Carper with us at our church, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and we want to announce that. And We also want to say welcome to all our listeners this morning, those listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA, those who are listening in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia, and also those listening in on KPGT 89.1 FM The Truth in Watertown, South Dakota. We appreciate our listeners.
We do appreciate our listeners, and we're looking forward to having Dr. Bing Carper with us. And Monday through Wednesday, we're going to start service at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday afternoon at 2, he's going to be there for our afternoon service. So we'd love for you to come be with us, youth meeting, revival meeting. We appreciate, and we have a lot of visitors through the year, and we appreciate that. So we wanted to make those announcements today, and we'll get into the broadcast today. We're for the past 2 weeks, I've been looking at a subject that I called pacifist or protectionist. What does the Bible say, or what does the Bible teach? We looked at 1 week, we talked about what it was to be a pacifist, and then the second week we talked about what the Bible teaches about protection or personal defense. What does the Bible teach about these things? We used Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse number 14 as our jumping off point, our text for those lessons, and I'm going to read that again today. The Bible said in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, "And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." And we learn from the Word of God that the Bible does teach protection or self-defense. We've seen several examples from the Word of God where this is plainly taught, and we took examples from history where any place in the world, any nation in the world, where you would find a predominance of Christian teaching, you find a belief in self-defense. You find a belief that the people, as we have in our Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We showed examples from history where everywhere you find in history that the government confiscates and takes away the ability of the people to defend themselves, you have the rise of a dictatorship, a tyranny. You have mass genocide of the people. We gave several examples from several different countries along those lines. Now, if you're just tuning in, or if you are a new listener, you may wonder why in the world talk about such a subject as that. You know, when it boils right down to it, we are discussing the subject of armed resistance against a tyrannical, out-of-control government. Now, that is not your average Sunday school lesson. It's a very serious subject to even talk about. You know, it's been my prayer that God would grant me the wisdom and the insight and the courage to talk about things that other people either will not talk about, do not know about. I believe many are afraid to even bring the subject up. But those who listen regularly to the radio broadcast, you know that we deal primarily with the Bible in light of our Christian heritage. And boy, if you will study history, you'll learn a great deal about what is going on right here and right now, because history does tend to repeat itself. If you would have lived in the American colonies in the mid to late 1700s, the time period leading up to the American Revolution in our nation, you would have heard some of the same types of conversations going on then that are actually going on right now in America. Mainly what you would have heard on the street in, let's just say, 1770, 1772, 1775, 1776. If you'd have lived in one of the American colonies and you'd have walked up and down the street, went in the general store, went to church on Sunday, you'd have heard some of the same types of conversations going on then that are going on right now in America. Those conversations mainly would have been citizens asking the question among themselves, what is going on with our government? Now, when they were talking about what is going on with our government, they were talking about the British government. They would have been talking about the reign of King George, not the American government. It was not in existence yet. But they were asking the question, what is going on with our government? If you could have walked up and down the streets, you may have heard somebody ask the question, have you heard about Governor Tryon down in North Carolina attacking and running off the Baptist over the tax disputes down there? Have you heard about that? You know, that actually happened in our history right here in North Carolina. There's Tryon, North Carolina. Governor Tryon is who that is named after. And if you don't know about that, if you'll study out and learn some information in history about the regulators, you'll learn about what went on in North Carolina. And the governor, the British governor at that time, attacked colonial citizens, British citizens, and run people off. And many people left North Carolina because of persecution at that time. Maybe they would have said, no, I haven't heard about that, but have you heard about the British troops up in Boston that have come into the town there? They say they can just come right into your home. They can live there. They can take up quarters there, and that they have a right to do that, to just come into your home and just take over, and you can just go sleep in the barn. You know, if you studied American history, you'd know that really took place. You would study about the Boston Massacre. You would find the reason for the Third Amendment in the Bill of Rights that talks about soldiers quartering in private residences, that they are not allowed to do that. That's why there's a Third Amendment in the Bill of Rights. And they were talking about other things as well. They were talking about taxes. They were talking about taxation without representation. They were talking about a corrupt court system. They were talking about crazy laws that was just wearing them out and made no sense whatsoever. They were talking about subjects like religious freedom and, believe it or not, gun control. In fact, that's why the American Revolution started, was over the subject of gun control. When you study about the shot heard round the world, the British had come to take the town's armory over, and a fight broke out over that, started, historians will tell us, the American Revolutionary War. They were talking about immigration. If you don't believe me, or you don't have time to study it out for yourself, you can just go and read the Declaration of Independence. And I'm not just talking about the first paragraph or two, but I'm talking about the whole thing. And in the middle of the Declaration of Independence, you will find about 27 or 28 grievances that they had against King George and his government. And many of the grievances that they had against King George, these are the things that was important to them and that they were talking about. You know, if you study about the history of our country and why people came to America to begin with, many of them came to this country to flee religious persecution, or they came to get a new start. They were living under tyranny. They were living under dictatorships. They came to get away from the kings and the monarchies and all of these things and to flee persecution. And so they come to America, and what they find out after a while is that they are coming under the same things that they came to America to get away from. And they begin to ask themselves, they begin to ask their pastors in their churches, they begin to look into the Bible and ask themselves the question, what are we supposed to do? And it is no different today in 2013. There is a lot of people in America that are asking the same questions. What in the world has happened to our government? What is happening to our government? It seems like crazy people have taken over the reins of the United States government. Not all of them, not every single one of them, but mainly the ones that are in power and have the most influence. What has happened to our government? Who would have ever thought that in America in 2013, now I grew up in the 70s, the 80s, communism was bad, Russia was evil, red communism and all of these things. There was evil in the world and there was good in the world. Russia oppressed their people. In Russia, there was no religious freedom. In Russia, there was taxes excessive to the point that their people were in breadlines and socialized, you know, government owned everything, the car companies, the electric companies. But in America, we were totally different from that. But now in America, my goodness, look to the place that we've come to. Who would have ever thought that in America we would be discussing putting drones in the sky over America? But do you know that is the conversation that is going on in America? Can our government, can law enforcement agencies put drones in the sky to watch over us, to record us, to spy upon us? This is legislation has already been passed, by the way, to put the drones into the sky, and now they're in the process of already getting ready to put drones. If you don't know what a drone is, that is an unmanned aircraft that has the ability to spy, to record, to watch your every move, in some instances to carry warheads and missiles and listening devices and all kinds of things like that. Last week, I believe it was, Eric Holder, the Department of Justice, came out. You know, that's the lawyer for the government. And the Department of Justice has come out and said that it is legal to kill American citizens upon American soil with drone strikes. Now, they've been doing this in Iraq, Afghanistan, countries in the Middle East for years and years, but now this is coming to the shores of America. Some of you may have heard about Senator Rand Paul and his filibuster last week, and where he spoke about 12 hours on the House floor up there in order to stop this introduction of drones into America. And I read a little quote, I just got a piece of it. I was reading the news, and he said this is not, and I might misquote this a little bit, but I'll give you the gist of it. He said this is not about Democrats and Republicans or against the right against the left, but it's about the president against the Constitution. And that's exactly what this is talking about. Who would ever thought in America that the Department of Homeland Security, we're not talking about the military or some agency that deals outside of the coast of America, but the Department of Homeland Security would buy up millions and millions and millions of rounds of ammunition. What do they need with all of this firepower? What about the purchase in America by our government of armored vehicles that are going to be used right here in the United States of America? If you study about this, you will find there has been a multitude of military exercises in our country that has taken place both rurally and in big cities of America. The military conducting live fire exercises, helicopters flying up and down through the city and around the city and things like this. What in the world is happening in our country? So once again, Americans are asking what is going on with our government. And what are we supposed to do? Many are asking themselves the question, should we be arming ourselves? I mean, if the government is arming up like this, should the citizens be arming themselves against or the possibility of a tyrannical government overpowering or coming against its very own citizens? Well, whether we should or whether we shouldn't, I'm not here to answer that, but I'm going to tell you that many, many people are arming themselves. Whatever their reasons are, might be various if you talk to different people, but people are buying guns and ammunition as fast as it can be made. We went past weekend on a little trip out of town, stopped over at Bass Pro Shops. That you'd think a great big company like that would just have about anything you want. You go and you look at what they've got to offer for ammunition, and very sparse. And you go to any place, you go to Walmart, you go to your average little gun shop out here, you go to a gun show. I read an article yesterday about a gun show over this past weekend where they had no 22 ammunition whatsoever. People are buying this stuff as fast as it can be made, and many types of ammunition are simply unavailable. People are concerned. Now, you may not hear it on the evening news. You may not hear it on your favorite talk show. These things are sponsored by advertisers. There's a certain things they can talk about or will talk about, and there's certain things they won't talk about. If you want to get real news, you're going to have to learn somehow to get it from somewhere besides the TV and the newspaper. You're going to have to find an alternative source if you want to really know what the news is in the world. But the day we're living in is just like the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We're living in perilous, dangerous, uncertain, deceptive days that we're living in. I had come across in my study several different references to a message preached by a Baptist chaplain. His name is David Jones, the Reverend David Jones. He knew George Washington personally. He was a chaplain in the Colonial Army during the American Revolutionary War. He preached a message July the 20th, 1775, before Colonel Dewey's regiment of troops. Now, this message was published and distributed out of Philadelphia by Mr. Henry Miller. I've read about this message in several different history books, and God used this message that Preacher Jones had preached to greatly help God's people when they ask the question, what are we supposed to do? The title to that message is Defensive War in a Just Cause, Sinless. And I'd come across several references to this message. Well, you know what? I got on the internet. I found where this message had been archived. I printed me off a copy of it, and I've read it now probably 5 or 6 times, and it's a very interesting. It answers a lot of the questions that I've actually brought up today. He uses for his text Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse number 14. That's why I've used this several times in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And in the book of Nehemiah, once again, it said, Nehemiah said, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And in this message, Pastor Jones answers the question, is it right to fight against one's own government in a war of defense or protection, a war to protect your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness? Because that's what the the people in America at that time, that's what they were up against. Their government had just went crazy. Government gone wild, gone out of control, oppressive, tyrannical. And they were asking themselves the question, what are we supposed to do? Well, I want to read to you his opening statement in that message. He reads Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And his opening statement in the message, he said, when a people become voluntary slaves to sin, when it is esteemed a reproach to reverence and serve God, when profaneness and dissolute morals become fashionable, when pride and luxury predominate, we cannot expect such a nation to be long happy. And so he makes the case right off the bat in saying that. He is saying, if we choose to love sin more than we love God, we are not going to be happy very long. If we choose to be slaves to sin, if we choose to go after the world and the things of this world and the sinful pleasures of this world more than we choose to go after God and His righteousness and obedience to Him, we will not be long happy. If we choose to be slaves to sin, we are also at the same time making a choice to be a slave to tyranny. Now, I could give a proof text of that from the Bible. Proverbs 28 in verse number 2 says, for the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. For the transgression of a land, for the sin of the people, many are the princes thereof. The more we sin against God, the more we're going to find ourselves oppressed. The more laws are going to be put upon us, such as you can't have a 20-ounce drink in New York City. That's against the law. How foolish some of these things are. Well, I've seen where that was struck down by a judge. But what does it come to that there's going to be laws about what size of drink you can buy in a restaurant? For the transgression of land, many are the princes thereof. The more you sin, the more you're going to be a slave. The more you're going to have a bureaucracy over you. Mr. Jones gives the example of Israel. At first, Israel in the land was righteous and virtuous and happy, but through sin and idolatry that brought about their fall, they were carried away into Babylon. Jerusalem was destroyed. And so we must ask ourselves the question in America today, are we at this place in our history because of our sin? And is it the just, inevitable judgment of God coming upon us? Or is there a conspiracy to bring us down to the ground and make us subjects against our will? Or will a righteous remnant rise up as in days gone by and make the difference between freedom and tyranny? Time will tell. We need to pray. We need to repent of our sins and seek the wisdom of God. Well, our time's gone today. Thank you for listening. Noah's going to give the contact information.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.